We've now seen examples of MET amplification or MET activation as an actionable second driver post a next generation ALK inhibitor. So I think the field is going to start to fragment.
I think MET also has been seen in people progressing with EGFR, you know, for example, in osimertinib. Do these patients respond to anti-MET therapy?
They do. So, yeah, MET is going to probably be up for the best supporting actor as a sort of secondary resistance driver. We've seen it in EGFR, and now we've seen it in ALK. And I think one of the things is as we've moved away from crizotinib, which is also a MET inhibitor, we expose that as a potential mechanism resistance. So what you do is you stay on your next generation ALK inhibitor and you add in crizotinib. Although the hope in the future is maybe we'll be using some of these next generation MET inhibitors, which, for example, also get into the brain, like tipotinib or capmatinib.
Wow. So have you tried that?
Yeah, we had a case at World Lung in 2019, really interesting case. So young woman in her 30s diagnosed with ALK-positive lung cancer when she's in her third trimester, delivers the baby. We put her on alectinib. She has a great response for 3 months and then rapidly progresses. We try the brigatinib, then lorlatinib. Nothing's working. So clearly she's declaring herself as a second driver. It's not that she has an ALK resistance mutation. We couldn't find one. We looked for MET amplification, and it was negative. We looked for MET exon 14 skip mutations, negative. But we were able to grow the cell lines, and she had huge levels of MET signaling through a currently unrecognized method. But that was enough to say MET is important to that cancer, and we added in crizotinib, and she's now about a year and has had a complete response, adding the MET into, in this case, brigatinib for her.
And you kept the alectinib going?
Brigatinib, but yes, I kept it going because it was controlling some of her disease.
Wow. So she's on both.
Yeah, she is tolerating it fine.
Wow. What a story. I'm not even going to ask you about this other mechanism, but just to try to keep it under control here, just to get more clinical. First of all, isn't there first-line data also with sorafenib?
Oh, it is. But I mean, I wouldn't waste a lot of time or effort on that. I think you get these drugs which are kind of proof of principle. Look, going onto a next-generation inhibitor was better than chemotherapy. Historically, it looks better than crizotinib, but nowhere near as good as either alectinib or brigatinib. So, and also less well tolerated. I mean, it was less well tolerated than chemotherapy.
Sure.
So, sorafenib has a role in history, but that chapter was pretty short.
Right.